let's just walk through, firstly, how do the card surcharges operate? Who enforces them and who has to pay?
Well, these card surcharges, they were brought in place in the early 2000s to encourage consumers to choose the most the more cost-effective way of payment. But that doesn't suit how the way that our spending and paying for our products and services today, which is why the RBA proposal very recently has stated that in 2026, we no longer have to pay for surcharges on debit or credit card purchases.
Okay. So with the changes they're proposing, what would that mean for consumers?
Well, for consumers, for example, when you go to small businesses, like when you buy a coffee, when you pay for your smashed avocado, sometimes you get charged these.
You know, you're talking to a millennial, don't you, Professor?
Yes, because I was thinking someone who can't kind of afford a house. Just joking. Well, anyway, so you no longer need to pay for those surcharges. And who is paying for the cost? I guess that's the other question that consumers are wondering.
Yeah. Is there a chance that these prices will be passed on by businesses irrespective of the surcharge going away?
That is less likely because, costs won't just vanish, but they will shift. However, what the RBA is also doing is that they have reduced the interchange fees. Interchange fees occur when, for example, you pay your merchant, you use a card to pay your merchant, which means your merchant will need to get the money from your bank.
Yep.
So that transaction would incur what we call an interchange fee. And the RBI is now reducing these interchange fee to a very minimal amount so that it is less likely for business or banks to then transfer this surcharge to our consumers.
Oh, okay. So what does this mean for small businesses?
For small businesses, that means there will be likely an increase in efficiency and a decrease in cost in doing business.
Okay. There are a few groups, including the Independent Payments Forum, who were concerned that the proposed ban on surcharging would expose thousands more small businesses to the fees levied by banks. Do you think that's a concern?
Well, that was asked in the detail because that would mean that if things go well, according to what the RBA plans, the banks and the payment service providers, they will now earn a little, they will actually earn a smaller amount because of the cut in interchange fees. So yes, these are valid concerns that banks and payment service providers may then recover this cost in other approaches that we are yet to find out.
Okay, and what's the road ahead looking like, and do you think it's going to be a success, this policy?
So the RBA is still seeking feedback until the 26th of August, because things can still change between now and then. For example, when this proposal was first put up for public consultation, only surcharges on debit card were proposed to be banned. But now, taking into industry and public feedback, the RBA is now banning both credit and debit card surcharges. So things can still change based on public feedback.
Okay. And does that affect overseas cards like American Express too?
American Express is now is out of scope of this change now.
Okay.
And there's another elephant in the room, which is mobile wallets. They're not
of course.
Yeah.
And what's happening there?
They're not part of this proposal. For example, we're talking about mobile wallets as well as buy now, pay later. They actually charge fees as well, which is why I've seen some of the public consultation in some of the submissions which call for mobile wallets such as Apple Pay and Google Pay to be included as part of this proposal.